Hey, everybody, John Reap here.
I'm Sarah Tiana.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Fried Podcast.
Happy Friday.
Hope you're having a great holiday time, great Christmas. We are with our families right now.
Yeah.
But we managed to scrape something together for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, we hope you enjoy this weird, crazy hodgepodge of an episode of the Fried Podcast.
So, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and sorry we're not together.
But we'll be back.
But we'll be back.
And we love you.
Yeah.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
I'm here with my friend Jennifer. Say hello, Jennifer.
Hi.
Well, you don't have to look at the phone. And then her husband, Ryan.
Grab it.
Say hi, Ryan.
Hey.
And then Jake, who's one and trying to grab the phone, and he's probably going to put some salt and pepper on it right now. So this house I like semi grew up in a way.
Yeah.
I've been here at least 3 or 4 times.
More than that.
I used to spend the night here.
Yes.
And I can't, do you remember like how you used to let me borrow your clothes all the time?
I do. And shoes. Funny thing is, I used to think you were the cool one though.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I did.
Because I was poor and I didn't have any clothes. Jake.
I don't know, because you had a pool.
Oh yeah, I know. That's the only reason I think I had friends in school is because like your parents and like most people's parents like spent money on cool clothes and shoes for you guys, and
which
then,
makes no sense.
I know, and like my parents would only spend money on everybody in the family, so we always took vacations and stuff. But like,
so you
we had
memories.
A yeah,
that's why I can't remember anything.
Well,
right now.
I mean, some of our vacations were fun for my parents, but well, we did take a cruise once.
Yeah, I used to
the Bahamas.
Always take cruises.
Yeah, we took one when I was in 7th grade.
Yeah.
That we took the big red boat, the Disney cruise.
Yeah, no, I don't remember that one.
Yeah. But
do you remember sleeping under my bed?
No.
You don't remember that?
What, did you make me sleep under there by myself, or did we both sleep under there?
No, it was so high off the ground. We made a pallet under
my
bed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I do remember that. Yeah.
And the bed skirt came down to the
yes.
floor.
Yes. So the bed skirt was kind of like our...
Tent.
Tent.
Yeah.
I remember you having a big closet with so many shoes. And I was like, look at Ryan. It's like, oh, does she still have a big closet with so many shoes?
She still has so many shoes.
She probably
you made me get rid of all of my shoe boxes.
Oh, no, but that's how you keep them in order, and that's how you know which ones they are.
Yes, exactly. And that's how you keep them from getting all scuffed up.
Scuffed up. I also, like, will write what they are on the outside, because sometimes they don't have a picture.
Yeah.
Well, some shoes come with bags. Anyway, I don't know why that's a big deal, but she always had a ton of shoes. When you met her, you had to have known she was a shoe person.
Not when I met her.
No? Or she just had one pair of shoes and like
shortly
a hobo sack?
Shortly thereafter, I figured it out.
How shortly you figured it out?
Shortly thereafter, I figured it out, yeah.
Because you went to her apartment? She let you inside?
Exactly.
I don't remember the exact moment.
It was nothing that it was ever hidden. When we met, like 3 closets were full of shoes.
You probably just hit. You were like, oh, that's where the vacuum is.
It's really just empty shoe boxes. I just haven't cleaned them out
yet. Nothing to see in there.
Yeah, I haven't cleaned out those boxes yet.
But I remember when I met you, like, everybody was like, oh, Jennifer, she never wears the same thing twice. Like,
I don't remember that.
And I was like, what? Like, I remember this... I know, your kids are yelling in the background. What are they saying? Someone's murdering me.
Somebody needs to wipe Graham's bum.
Somebody needs to wipe Graham's bum? Why?
Because he's so poop.
Why does somebody need to wipe it? Why can't he wipe it?
Graham!
Because you're not a grown-up? Oh, wait, is this happening a lot?
Yeah.
I'll cut this part out.
But every time he goes poop.
I'll cut this part out. But I remember, like, Vance one time, was, I came to school on Monday, and he goes, didn't you wear that on Friday? And I was like, what? It was like this purple air suit that I have. Remember air suits?
Yes, I remember those.
And oh my like God. Girls had the head ones, and I was like, could never afford those. So mine were always like knockoff ones. I had a teal one that had purple and pink on the jacket. And then I had a plain just all purple one. And I wore the all purple one on Monday. And he was like, I mean, he was like, didn't you wear that on Fridays? What? Like, why is that a big deal? And that's when I realized that clothes were a big deal. What are you guys doing?
Well, it's funny. Moving back here from Boston, it's like cars are a big deal because I drive a beat-up car. Because that's what you drive in Boston, because you don't put money into your car because it gets eaten away with salt. Mm-hmm. And so driving down here, I'm like the junkie car. Everybody else has this, like, super nice car but lives in trailers.
Yeah, that was the thing. That was the other thing that I couldn't figure out in middle school and high school. I was like, where do they have the money to buy a BMW? Like, they live in, like, a crummy house. But then I realized, like, oh, that was their grandparents' house, and their parents moved into that house, and they don't have a mortgage payment. So they, of course, have money to buy you whatever you want and spoil you. And I was like, we never had that. We always had nothing. And when I was in middle school, my dad bought the Pepperidge Farm business.
Yeah.
Before that, we were really wealthy. Not wealthy, but my dad was gone Sunday through Thursday. And then he bought the Pepperidge Farm business, and then we went into debt. And then we didn't have any. My mom would, like, make our clothes again until we paid off the business. Of course, that was right. When I needed cool clothes.
And then so cool coming over to your house.
Why? Because we had all the videos.
Well, it was just fun. It was just so fun because you had, like, the rec room and your parents were cool. And I don't know.
That rec room was pretty fun. Yeah. That was where my dad's bar was.
Yeah.
And I'm like, thank you.
We used to always make the one thing I remember. Oh, my gosh, I almost made this for dinner for you tonight was cheese quesadillas.
Taco night was Friday night. Every Friday at my house was taco night. And my mom, everybody loved my mom's tacos.
She demands taco night all the time. And I mean, I like tacos. They're fun, but they're not, like, amazing, you know?
Well, depends on how you make them.
Well, that's right. But I've never made amazing tacos.
You've never had Sue Haynes' tacos.
Right. Well, my mom, the only thing that my mom did really was take the tortillas and fry them into a taco shell. And then she would take the tortillas and cut them up into chips and fry them. So I was like, these are great. And I was like, we just fried them. Instead of buying the Ortega shells or whatever.
Yeah.
But when we moved here from California, that was like the one thing that my mom always missed was Mexican food. Because we grew up with Mexicans.
You can't get good Mexican food in California. I mean, maybe like one or two of them.
In California?
In California you can, I guess.
That's where we get, we're the OG Mexican food spot. California and Texas. We get everybody straight from the border.
I guess.
That's why I don't like taking cruises.
You can't get it in Boston.
No, I remember one time when we were little, we thought we were going to go to a Mexican restaurant, and they gave us salsa, and it was spaghetti sauce. And I was like,
that's disgusting.
Yeah, it was so gross. But so when we got a Taco Bell in Calhoun, my mom, like, freaked out. Did we ever go to, like, what else?
Oh my gosh,
remember?
I just had a memory.
Oh, you did?
We were in eighth grade.
Okay.
My mom took us to Los Reyes.
Los Reyes.
The Ingles Shopping Center.
Oh, in the Ingles?
And it was, we couldn't drive, and we decided that it was going to be our birthday, and we were going to tell them we were twins.
Oh, yeah.
And they brought us sopapillas. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Oh. And we thought we were like, it was like bringing down the house.
Yes.
Like, we just took Vegas for all
and
it was worth.
And my mom didn't care. She's like, sure, I don't care what else.
Your mom was always so cool and sweet and laid back. Whereas, like, I was like, your mom was so sweet and nice, where I was always worried that my mom was going to, like, hit the both of us. I was like, my mom might hit me and my friends. If she gets mad at us. Because, I mean, my sister and I drove my mom crazy.
I don't know what that's like.
Yeah, but your mom was always so nice.
No, I mean, I have three boys, so I don't know what this is like.
Yeah, you have three boys. That was fun at Los Reyes.
Do
you remember the night that me and you and Merritt drove to Atlanta?
Tell me more. We went to go, I got the Alanis Morissette CD.
Oh my God.
And we memorized that song.
Yes.
Jagged Little Pill.
Uh-huh. And we memorized it all the way to Town Center, and I needed to go to the Nike store in downtown. So we were like, why don't we just drive there? And so we did. And we didn't come back till like midnight or 1 a.m. And I didn't have a curfew because my parents just trusted me to make good decisions. And like the next day they were like, you cannot do that ever again.
I remember when we left in your little blue car.
Mm-hmm, at Oldsmobile Cutlass.
And we drove to Phipps Plaza or Lenox. I'm not sure which one. We thought we were so cool.
Yeah.
We were going to smoke cigarettes on the way down. We did. And we were going to the Nike outlet then. What is it with you and Nike?
No, it was Nike Town.
Oh, yeah. That's
what it
right.
was. Because yeah. I worked at the Nike outlet.
Yeah.
But if you returned shoes at Nike Town, they would give you like a new and improved pair. And I had these pair of Air Max that that weren't like the air was starting to leak out. So and Nike still to this day has a 100% guarantee. So like if the air wears out, you can get a new pair. And so we went there to do that.
I remember that. We thought we were so
And my
cool.
dad was so mad at me that I got... He was like, where'd you go? And then they found out I drove all the way to Atlanta. And then they got really upset and worried. Like, well, I'm fine. I'm here. Me, oh yeah. I remember one time we all stayed over the night at Merritt's house for... I think it was her birthday. And we were making peanut butter cookies. And we just kept adding brown sugar to help with the fat. Because we were like, we'll just put less butter because that's fattening, but we'll put more sugar to like, because that's just, there's no fat in sugar. So we were like,
oh my gosh,
making like bad decisions pretty much.
I remember we used to go over there and watch horror movies.
At Merritt's?
Yeah, do you remember that?
I don't like scary movies, but I remember Merritt's house was always kind of scary because it was in the middle of the woods. It was like so far. We were like, there's probably murderers in here if there's going to be a murderer. I don't know. That was also... Did you play sports? You played sports, right? You played softball and basketball.
And I ran.
Yes, that's right. Cross country. Yeah. Oh my God, you always ran cross country with Andy Sapgate.
Yes.
Who I see in Florida sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah. And I saw him when I was watching the Clemson game one time. They showed
a game?
I wasn't at the game. I was watching the football game on TV, and they cut to the crowd when Clemson, like, when they, like, there was an interception against Clemson, and they cut to the crowd of, like, how disappointed they were. And it was just Andy just, like, standing there with his hands on
no,
his head.
No kidding.
Yeah. I sent him the picture of it.
Wow.
Yeah. You ran track and field. Who did you date in high school?
No one.
You're such a liar.
No one.
I dated everyone. I got so bored with everyone. And then Brent was my boyfriend my senior year. That's who I went to prom with.
Yeah.
We all went to prom, right? Because Aaron yes. G and me and you and Merritt. Mm-hmm. Susan Bonds. Who else went to prom with us? We all met at that steakhouse or something.
The Sundial?
No, we went to a place in Chattanooga, I think.
Oh, we went to the Sundial.
No, the Sundial's in Atlanta.
I know.
Oh, you went to the Sundial. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't really remember that much about high school.
I remember you were the first person to come out with Mary Jane's.
Mary Jane's?
Weren't they Mary Jane's then?
The shoes?
Yeah.
Was that the ones that with the buckle?
Yeah, those and then also the platforms.
Well, that was because, yeah, everybody that I worked with at the Nike outlet went to a different school or they were like way older than me.
Yeah.
Also, me and Jenna, you worked at the Bass outlet.
Yeah. It's my baby!
I mean, her kids are just, your kids are running around with paper towels.
They're
at each other. Three boys. So you worked at the Bass outlet, and I would steal every single thing I could from the Nike outlet. Do you remember that? I would put like all of the
workout clothes underneath my uniform.
I still have some Nike stuff from you. I think
I would also get it for you.
Yeah,
I would get it for you and bring it to you. Yeah, and then like Kelly Roberts, I think, worked there. And some other guy, and they got in trouble because they found them doing something else. I don't know. But yeah, that was where I never even had alcohol in high school until I started working at the Nike outlet. And then Jill Grove and like some of the other girls from the Nike outlet, they would all go, and I was like, all right, screw it. I'm not doing America's Pride anymore. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of everybody thinking I'm so good.
Because I'm not.
Oh, God. And then that year we would go to the football game. I would go to the football games with Eric Emmett and Chris Silvers and Sandy Lawn every Friday. And we would come back to my house and watch Pulp Fiction after the game every single Friday. And they would bring cigars. And then Chris Silvers, he worked at Piggly Wiggly, and he would just bring us stuff from Piggly Wiggly every day.
I'm bringing it up.
Yeah, you should bring it up. He would open up his trunk, and it would be a ton of shit that he stole. He'd be like cartons of cigarettes, and like, he would bring us sausage biscuits in the morning from there.
Oh my gosh.
They're sitting under a chair screaming.
Oh my gosh.
Is this what your life is like every night?
Haven't you noticed that throughout dinner?
No, I just thought maybe they were acting out because there was a guest here.
No.
This is
well,
just
a little
happens.
Bit they are. I mean, it's way past their bedtime, number one.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and but their bedtime's only because we make it that.
Yeah, but, I mean, they also fell asleep today when I drove the town.
You let them fall asleep?
I didn't let them. I got to
tell you. You acted like she fed the gremlins after midnight.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. No, he does that every time.
She did.
I got to town. I pull in the parking space, and all three are asleep.
And you're
lo and behold, I can't believe I did this.
Yeah. So
you get them tonight for bed. Look at them. Look at them.
Yeah, they're racing around. What are you doing, Graham?
Hey.
I don't know. That is so funny. What are the paper towels for?
I can't read.
Lord only knows.
But you can try.
Please.
Sorry. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Aww. Poor thing. I was the oldest, and I had to be the adult all the time.
It's tough being the oldest.
Sucks, yeah. Ugh, gotta take care of everybody.
Why do I have to do it? Because, like, parents don't realize that, like...
You depend on them so much.
Right. They don't get it, you know?
Yeah.
And he's no different, and we're no different.
Oh, my gosh. I remember spending the night with you, and we would, like, go to get ready and would, you know, be working.
My green and yellow bathroom.
And, Joanna, why did she take my mimi? it was something always every time. My brush. Joanna took my brush.
Oh, Joanna always. I hated her when I was
yes,
in high
you
school.
Did.
I hated her so much.
Yeah.
Oh, Joanna.
Yeah, my sister.
I hated her.
I did. I love her so much now. As soon as I went to college, I missed her like crazy, and then she and I became really close. But she also had a boyfriend all through middle school and high school, and it was just, she was like, she made more money at her job than I did at the Nike outlet, and that made me mad.
Did she work in the Nike outlet too?
No, she worked at Hickory House, because her boyfriend's family owned it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
My grandparents are buried right behind there.
Yeah.
Which is good, because my grandma loved to eat, so she could just smell it. But I just had so many good memories of this house, and I just wanted to thank you for letting me come over here.
Absolutely.
Thank you for letting me see what it's like to have three boys.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
If you want to take them home, you can.
No, I'm going to go take birth control. Okay, I'm in the car with my mom, and we're going to the grocery store, as we've done
40 years.
39, Mom. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, I've been going longer than you have.
Yeah, you've been going longer than me, but we used to go every Saturday morning.
Every Saturday.
And you always had a list. Do you have your list with you now?
I have my list with me now. It's in my purse. I never shop without it. Well, my rule is I shop once a week. If you don't write it down on the list, I I probably won't remember to get it. Yeah. And if I don't remember to get it, then it won't get bought until the next week, or you can go to the store yourself.
Yeah, we.
I don't go to the store again after, but once a week.
I know, you go every week, and like, do you have your coupons with you?
Of course.
Yeah, you always had your coupons, and we couldn't get specific cereal or whatever. You're like, I have a coupon for this brand.
Yes.
You can pick, like, I have a coupon for Cheerios, but only these specific types of Cheerios, so you can pick between those Cheerios. Right.
I'd have post cereals.
Or yeah, anything. Yeah.
And the Mills, you can pick from that.
Do you remember when we used to write other things on the list that didn't you couldn't get at the grocery store?
You still do, because Joanna will come by the house,
uh-huh.
and she'll put something on the list like new car.
Yeah, it'd be like a toy train. I mean, like, trampoline. Would love to write stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just to make you giggle when you're at the grocery store all alone now. Because now we make you go by yourself.
And nobody wants to go with me anymore. Dad will go with me, once or twice a year he'll go with me because he wants something specific, like for a holiday meal or something. And he wants to pick it out.
Or alcohol.
We don't have alcohol at the grocery store. Beer and wine is all you can get.
Oh, right.
And mixers.
Is that the same? Because you're shopping in Tennessee right now, but right. Is it the same in Georgia still?
Yes.
Oh, you can only get beer and wine?
Beer and wine in the grocery store.
Can you get it on liquor. Sunday?
Sunday you cannot buy any liquor at all.
That is so funny, because like we now in California, I'm so used to like getting it at Walgreens,
right,
or CVS.
No, you have to go to a package store, an ABC store or something like that.
Right, and then I remember where growing up, you used to let us push the cart sometimes, and then we would lose our privileges when.
When you ran up against somebody, you ran into somebody. It's typically me.
Your heels.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you would stop short. It's like tourists at Disneyland, you know? We think we're all just, like, cruising down the aisle, and then you would stop, and then it would hit the back of your heel, and I'd be like, oh, no. Oh, no. Mom's going to be so mad. You would be so mad.
I'd get so mad.
Yeah. It's like, well, but then that was when we were younger, and then when we were older and we still went with you.
Well, what would happen is you would get sidetracked. You'd see, you know, all the colors, all the stuff in the aisle on your eye level.
Uh-huh.
And you'd be thinking, oh, I have to have that. I wish Mom would buy that. And boom, run right into me.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, that's what, yeah, because we'd see dolls or like, ooh, straws with that bend.
Sugar cereals and candy, man. And cookies.
They have so many new kinds of sugar cereals now.
Oh,
they like
gosh.
Completely blow our cereals from growing up out of the water.
And I don't eat cereal anymore, so I don't even. But Dad likes it. Dad just wants plain Cheerios, like the store brand generic.
Oh, he likes generic Cheerios?
That's all.
Why does he like?
No sweet, no nothing. He just wants the generic.
Oh, because it doesn't have any sugar.
Right.
Which is like why he's always telling me that alcohol doesn't have sugar. And I'm like, Dad, alcohol has so much sugar. No, it doesn't. No, not schnapps. Dad.
Yeah, he says if it's
clear.
A certain alcohol content.
Then it takes away the.
Evidently, it's not supposed to have sugar.
I
don't know. I've never read the label, and I'm pretty sure he hasn't either.
No.
He's probably getting this from somebody probably told him.
No, he's just thinking it in his brain.
He just
comes up with it on his own. Yep. He's not reading that anywhere, because it doesn't exist anywhere where it would say that alcohol.
He could Google it. He knows how to Google.
Yeah, he'll ask me to, like, text Google. Why don't you text the internet and find out for me stuff? But I don't think, I'm sure he'll say he read it somewhere. The only place he would read it would be the newspaper.
And he only gets that on Sundays.
So. Yeah, so I don't think I trust his reasoning.
Well,
I mean, it would definitely be way more fun to trust his reasoning. So what do we have to get at the grocery store today?
Oh, well, I have to stop because I need some things for dinner tonight, and typically I shop on Friday anyway.
Oh, Friday. Is it taco night?
It's taco night.
Friday was always taco night growing up.
Always has been since the day we were married. 45 years.
45 years. Well, didn't it used to be Hamburger Helper? Was that taco? Or was it always taco even when you were first married?
Well, tacos were something I always knew how to cook. Hamburger Helper was just because I didn't know how to cook anything else.
I know. So Daddy won't eat Hamburger Helper anymore. No. Even though Hamburger Helper has come a long way as well.
And they've got a lot more variety now than, I mean, back then when we were first married.
And this was like the 40s you're talking.
Yeah, the Stone yeah, right. Age. We couldn't even get, they didn't have chicken help. You know, now they got chicken helper.
Oh, yeah, salad helper.
They've got everything.
Yeah, helper, almost, helper.
Yeah, helper, helper.
Yeah. But all right. Yeah,
no, it's, we didn't have the variety that there is now. But we, because of that, we were eating the same flavors over and over and over and over and over and over.
So that's why he's like, oh, I don't want to taste that. It's yeah. Like the hummus yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So you got black bean hummus, and I was like, why did you tell him it was hummus? I don't like hummus. I'm like, just say it's black bean dip, and he'll like that.
And he did like it.
And he did like it. Yeah. I put it on a cracker and I forced it in his mouth.
Yeah, but he did.
My whole life, he's like, you got to try it. You got to at least try it. And yeah. Then he doesn't do that
he's
now.
He's the one that says.
Oh, whoops.
I'm sorry.
He's the one that says.
He's the one that says you should try more things.
Try it at least once, and then if you don't like it, okay. And he will
not. I'm not going to eat sushi.
I'm not going to eat. I know I don't like it. And then in New Orleans, I gave him a piece of it, and he didn't even know, and he loved it.
Yeah.
See?
That's how he is.
Yeah, I know. All right, back. We're going to be in the store in a second. I'll come back. Now I'm in the grocery store and my mom is a maniac. She's going, like, she's so quick now because she has her coupons laid out. We just got Sargento cheese. We got a third one because the coupon was for three. And now she's sending me down to the ice cream aisle to look for the Mayfield ice cream that I love. And I just keep throwing extra things in her cart. This is fun. Hey, mom is just explaining to me what tin roof ice cream is. What is it again?
It's vanilla ice cream with hot fudge sauce, and then it's topped with Spanish peanuts.
Oh, why is it called tin roof?
Because the Spanish peanuts have the little red shells on them. So I think when you've got a sprinkling of that on top of your ice cream, it kind of looks like a rusty tin roof.
Oh, rusty. Yeah. Tin roof, rusted. It's like Love Shack. Oh. So what?
Yeah, something like that.
You guys used to get that on Sundays?
When we'd go to the ice cream parlor.
When did you go to the ice cream parlor?
When we were dating, there was an ice cream parlor in town. And it was called Farrell's Ice Cream Parlor.
Farrell.
Back in the day, yeah. It was Farrell's, and that was their deal, is they would make these great, all kinds of great sundaes.
Uh-huh.
Their big sundae was the pig trough.
The pig trough.
Pig trough, and it had like, I don't know, 20 scoops of ice cream. It had a whole bunch of ice cream in it. It was served in a great big
tin, like a metal. Like,
it looked like a pig trough. It was a metal.
Oh my God.
And the deal was, if you ate it by yourself in however much time.
Uh-huh. It was free.
Yeah, you win the prize.
Oh, it wasn't free. You win a prize.
And maybe it was free. That's 40 years ago. Yeah, I know. But that was their big deal. But everybody in town would go to Farrell's for ice cream.
Farrell's for ice cream. That's what you gotta do. Let me help you load all this stuff up. Now we have chocolate chip ice cream, which Mayfield apparently is not making anymore.
Well, it's Publix doesn't carry it. They make it.
You think Mayfield makes it? They just don't carry it?
Yeah. It happens a lot.
Oh, okay. So,
I should take it up with Publix.
Exactly.
Well, I will take it up at Publix.
And not the cash register.
Don't take it up with the people at the cash register? Don't say anything?
I'm just saying, don't take it out on them.
Why not?
They're the messenger.
Well, they could give a message to Mayfield, maybe, or managers. They know that. No, I'm not going to. I won't embarrass you at the grocery store.
I'm not worried about being embarrassed. I'm worrying about ruining somebody's Christmas. They don't need an angry customer.
I'm really that angry about chocolate chip ice cream.
I know how irate you are right
now. I do not.
You're so mad.
Well, I'm mad at you for not calling ahead and telling them that that's what I wanted. You should know me better.
I have gotten it here before, too. That's why I know they don't. They're just not carrying it right now.
The eggnog custard took care of it. Okay. Hi, how are you? I'm okay, I guess. I wanted the Mayfield chocolate chip ice cream, but they don't have it today. They replaced it with the custard.
Sorry.
It's not your fault. It's the universe's fault. No, I'm just kidding.
Management tells me you need to say sorry. So.
Oh, management tells you you need to say sorry? Oh, but you're just saying it because...
He wants
you
to be quiet. Leave him alone. He wants to do his job. Right?
All right.
Just tell you the truth. It's okay.
I'll be okay.
You'll make
I'll live to work another day.
You'll live to work another day. Well, but your coupons, we gotta see how much it is after the coupons. Is that after your special Publix card too, or do they have?
Take your card out.
You don't have a membership? Oh.
No, but the card I use, a percentage of what I buy goes to Bee's school.
Oh. Well, that's important. All right, so we saved $3. Actually, $17, it says.
Well, there's your Christmas.
Thank y'all very much. Merry Christmas to you. I have to record this conversation at dinner. This disgusting mice and rat conversation that we're having at my...
Well, dinner's done.
Dinner table. Wait, sorry. You were saying Mushy what?
When she would stare at furniture.
Oh, the cat?
Yeah.
Would stare at furniture.
When she would stare, and not what we knew that there had to be a mouse.
Not furniture. She'd stare into the pantry.
She'd stare into the pantry.
She'd sit there and stare into the pantry, and then you're like, all right, well, can't eat the cereal, because there's probably one in there.
Cats, Carly was the same way.
Cats have extremely good hearing.
No.
They can hear everything.
I don't know that Brisby would even...
That's how we know. Jasper does the same thing. That's how we know it's usually a moth or it's a ladybug or something. But
I
don't forget the time we had the cockroach in our house. It was in your bathroom.
In Beatrice's bathroom?
And the only reason I know there was something in there is because I watched Harley go.
Just watch her eyes go.
No joke. And I went, oh my God, it's like, on the ceiling.
What is she looking at?
It's on the ceiling.
Were you home alone too?
Of course I was home
alone. Yeah, Tim's at work.
It never
Unfortunately,
happens when Tim's home.
If you read the movie, read the novel by Stephen King, Sleeping Beauties.
Oh dear.
Is that what that's about?
It involves moths.
Gross. Okay.
Okay. Well, so you're gonna have to elaborate.
Of course, right now, halfway through the story, nobody knows that
they're demon moths.
You're in the middle of the story. You're reading it.
Yeah.
Oh, you
like
don't
ladies,
know.
All these ladies, all the females in the world, in the prison that, about the story and all, are starting to get. When they fall asleep, they don't wake up. They get these cocoons around them. But right now, nobody's connected the fact that moths come out of their mouths and everything like this. So they're
Gross.
Trying. All these women are falling asleep.
No.
In his novel, all of them are falling asleep. I mean, if you try to wake them up, like pull the stuff out of their.
Please don't.
Right? Because you want to read it.
No, because I don't want to hear about moth crawling mouths
While you're eating?
That's chicken.
Well, any time of the day.
Yeah, that's not something you want to ever
hear. Okay, I won't do it. But
you're reading this book right now?
Sleeping Beauty, Stephen King.
That sounds like Silence of the Lambs type of stuff.
Oh, yeah, with the moth coming out.
Well, and I'm only halfway through because...
Put the lotion in the basket.
My brother's pretty much further, and he said it gets a lot better. It's been a little bit slow, but yeah. Only Stephen King to write about females falling asleep. When they do, all this...
Then Bill Cosby comes in.
They're in...
Harvey Weinstein.
Like this cocoon forms around them. They can't wake up. But if you try to wake them up and tear the cocoon off, they get very violent.
Of course it's a female. Of course. We are the ones that get violent.
We are wake me from my sleep.
You know what the good thing is?
Yeah, you don't even...
You know what the good thing is?
The cocoon's forming around my mouth. Let me sleep.
You know what the good thing is?
What?
The women are all going to sleep with cocoons and they don't wake up. And the men control the whole freaking world.
Like they do now.
Sure, Daddy.
Why is that a good thing?
Yeah. Get out of here.
Well, because, we don't have to answer women.
You would die.
What would you do if you had a world with no women in it?
You would starve.
I don't care if I do my laundry or not. I wear my crap every day of the week.
You wouldn't even know how to make your own sandwich.
Bullshit, I would.
You wouldn't have fajitas like this.
Bullshit, I'd just eat rice.
Just eat rice.
I'd make Campbell's soup.
I'd eat the rice. What would your daddy not do without me and you? What would be the hardest thing for him to do if he didn't have me and you?
Everything. Name one.
Think of something that you and I always do for him.
Laundry. Let's see. Making the bed.
Nah. Boom.
Making the bed.
He never
makes the bed.
He does make it. When does he make it?
He doesn't make it in the morning. I tell you that right when we get home from school and you're telling him I'm almost home, he's like, oh, I gotta make the bed.
Didn't you when he heard me open the garage door?
He goes to make the bed?
He makes the bed.
So what would it be like if men had to live without women all of a sudden, or women had to live without men?
Yeah.
The thing about the women living without men, that you could still have a population, because all these guys, you know, with all these sperm banks everywhere, women could still have children.
Yeah,
but
we don't need y'all.
If you have a world without women, then the population would dwindle and be gone.
A world without men, my house would be so much cleaner.
Well, world without stay men, clean. I need somebody to kill the spiders
and the cockroaches.
Thank you.
That's why I married you. She would
need somebody to eat the fajitas and tacos. And
I don't want to make enough for myself. Why would I need somebody?
I need somebody to run to the store when I don't want to.
She wouldn't have to worry about a ball bat under her bed.
That's a great.
Hey, I know how to use a Louisville slugger.
Yeah, I know. You have that Mark McGuire slugger under the bed.
I don't need a gun. I know how to use a Louisville slugger.
That's a new novel.
And I'm only halfway through because the other half of the story is going to be better.
I have that big block of wood that keeps up my window.
Mm-hmm.
Just touching it lightly on my head, I'm like, ow.
What?
I have a big block that like keeps my window up because my window won't stay up unless someone's under it. But it's just this block of wood, and I'm just like, if there's an intruder, I'll sneak up on him with my ninja-ness.
Ninjiness?
Yes. Uh-huh. That's a word I just made up.
Okay.
And then
Ninjiness?
Ninjiness.
Ninjiness is like, it's a woman, is that like ninja? A feminine type thing? Ninjiness. A female ninja? Ninja?
Ninja?
Her ninja skills.
Listen up.
Do you know how to be a ninja?
Yes.
Grandpa's a ninja.
Grandpa T is going to make you a ninja.
Remember that movie we used to watch when we were kids? The Three Ninjas?
Three ninjas. I feel like I remember that.
They were the kids. It was the three kids.
Yeah, in the woods. I feel like they trained in ninjas. The woods. Is that what it was called? Three ninjas?
It was called Three Ninjas. Yes.
Who were the kids? What was it? They just...
Rocky Lips, Emily. Rocky Lips, Emily. It was Rocky. You remember that?
God,
Emily
no,
was the girl on the bicycle and the bullies came up and they stole her bicycle one day and said the three ninjas were going to get it back.
there were three brothers, Rocky and
Emily.
No, Emily was the girl. Them,
so. I know.
That was a song they would sing.
Gosh, together. I remember. I don't remember that. I remember just us watching Drop Dead Fred. Like, oh, we gosh. Like wore that videotape out growing up.
Drop Dead Fred.
We would watch that. That's the best line.
Hocus Pocus.
I know. Hocus
Pocus. Another favorite.
True Beverly Hills.
True Beverly Hills. Yes.
She loves that one.
Such a good one.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we watch on?
Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya.
Well, we would watch Hello Again with Shelley Long. We love Shelley Long.
He permed me.
What was the one where the Dead Again or Dead
Hello Again?
Was that Hello Again?
That's Shelley Long. Remember, she's like Hello Again, and she comes back from the dead, and her husband's remarried to Cela Ward.
No, oh, there was one was with Corbin, was Bette Midler and Goldie Hawn.
Oh.
Big Business.
We used to watch Big Business, which was
that was
incredible.
Like a,
that was the twins.
It was the twins.
Yeah, the twins. They got
like
separated at birth.
Like
birth. The one where she takes the shotgun and there's a
beaches?
Big hole.
In the beaches.
And what was that?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I thought it was
dead. She devil.
She devil.
We watched with Roseanne.
Yes.
They die and then it's like she comes back. She gets
when death becomes me.
Death becomes her.
Yes, I love that movie.
Oh, when death becomes me. Good job. And death becomes
my Tang introduced me to that.
We gotta trust these young kids and their memories.
I love that Beatrice.
I mean, I remember the things that don't matter, but I can't remember like to turn in this important paper to my teacher.
Yes, we do.
Do we have that on record?
We do have that on record.
Little record, so I can replay that come February. When she's wondering why she doesn't get what she wants.
We're going to have to write a song called I Forget Everywhere.
I Forget Everything.
All the time.
All the time, everywhere.
Hello.
I was trying to ask Beatrice what her favorite movie was, and she was like, oh, there's so many.
But I would just...
How couldn't there be so many? You're just a little kid.
There's so many we like.
Do you have a favorite movie, Daddy?
Gone with the Wind.
Oh, really? That's your favorite movie?
One of my favorites.
Oh, that's not scary at all. I mean, a little bit.
I didn't say it had to be scary.
Well, you like scary
I can't
stuff.
wait to read that book that you got me, the horror stories book.
The ghost, I can't wait for you to read that all by yourself without telling me any of the stories, because I do not want to hear them.
In my room, in the dark, alone.
There you go.
With the rats crawling in the walls.
When you ask favorite stories,
and then Will
favorite movies,
slithering around.
You have to kind of divide them out, like
what
comic or action or war, you know, and stuff.
Do you have a favorite comedy movie besides Gone with the Wind? Because it was super funny that
favorite
movie.
Comedy movie. I'm trying to think. I have a lot of favorite comedy
movies. I mean, you
movies.
Were laughing pretty hard at Christmas Vacation last night.
Yeah.
That's a Christmas movie, though.
Yeah.
Well, they were listening to Rich's show today.
They were talking about Die Hard.
Die Hard. Is that a Christmas movie?
Oh, I saw
movie
Adam Ray was on there today.
But they said it's Die Hard, a Christmas
favorite
movie.
Favorite war movies would be...
I would consider that a Christmas
like,
movie.
Would you? Mm-hmm.
See, we Were
I
Soldiers.
An action movie.
My favorite war movie is...
Braveheart, which is not like an American war movie, but it's a war movie because it involved fights in Europe.
Well,
Braveheart was one of my favorite. And
War movies,
we were soldiers.
My favorite
soldiers.
Action movie is...
Patriot, oh my God.
Is Wonder Woman. The new Wonder Woman movie?
Oh, that's
I haven't seen that
But
one
she
yet.
Doesn't it's exist. You know, she's fake.
She's,
fake.
You know, she's real.
Like,
she could
and
be.
We were soldiers. That was a true...
Because you don't know her.
That general was... Moore was a
What's
true guy.
The one we
well,
watched?
Sir, women go to sleep as cocoons is fake.
Now, what was the one with the kid that kept... climbing up the rope and saving the people one at a time.
Oh, Hard Ridge.
Spider-Man?
No,
Hexall Ridge.
Hexall Ridge.
That was such a good movie.
That was great.
I saw that on the plane.
You see his hands all raw from climbing
no,
up.
That was Hexall Ridge. Saving Private Ryan was a great one.
That was a true story. I like the true stories.
Hacksaw
Saving
Ridge
Private Ryan, Hexall Ridge, Braveheart was actually a true story.
Oh, yeah.
Based on the true story.
To my friend Bennett about that once because we were talking about the word F-U-C-K, right? And how the origin of it is fornicate under the command of the king. And I was telling him that, and he goes, oh, like Braveheart. And I go, no, 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 this means that the king can have sex with your wife before you. And he said, yeah, like Braveheart. And I go,
all right, no. I'm out.
Sorry. I was like,
I got rid of the kid.
I was like, no, Braveheart's about Scotland. And he goes, that's why they were fighting. And I was like, yeah, oh,
exactly.
I totally forgot that's why I mean, I've seen so many movies once that I forget like what they're completely really about. I remember parts of it.
Well, back in those days, I mean, they thought they could do everything they wanted to do, you know. I mean,
well, yeah,
they violated women all the time.
Yeah,
well, the king ruled all, so that was the law he made. He could make any law he wanted.
Yeah.
Well, it was a lot about bloodline. That was extremely important back then.
Yeah.
How you passed your bloodline down. If a king couldn't have a child, a male child, he was not very happy.
Which is why he was going after all these women.
He had to have a male child.
What's your favorite movie, Mom?
My favorite movie of all time is North to Alaska.
North to Alaska?
John Wayne. No.
It's a John Wayne movie.
It's an old one, too. That's an oldie. Because she's an oldie but a goodie.
Is that your Braveheart voice?
It had Fabian in it, and Stuart Granger, and
John Wayne,
and Capuchin.
Man, I don't even know what's it about.
It's about the Alaska Gold Rush.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God! Yeah. John
Wayne.
It's as good as Man Who Shot Liberty Balance.
John Wayne.
Well, I haven't seen that
either. His partner. They have a gold mine.
Mm-hmm.
And they hit gold.
Mm-hmm.
And people are trying to claim
it. So his partner had a woman back in the States that he said he would come and get her once he hit gold. And she was French.
Ah, oui, oui.
She was a favorite. She was a good actress.
So when they hit gold, he says, I can't go get her. You go get her, John. I'll protect the
gold mine.
The gold mine. So John Wayne takes the boat, goes down to find her. When he finds her, she's living in this big fancy house, which is what he was told. But it turns out she's the maid there.
Oh.
And she's remarried because she didn't wait anymore for this guy.
Oh, no.
He brings a letter and says, that, they hit gold, we're ready to go. I've got, John Wayne went shopping, got all the clothes and stuff, fancy stuff for her. And it turns out she's already married. So John Wayne goes, well, okay, now what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes back into town and he goes to this brothel and finds...
Uh-oh, Daddy.
Finds a woman there that has a French accent.
Oh.
And he says... Well, you'll do. I'll bring you back, and that should do the trick. It'll help mend this guy's broken heart.
Mm-hmm.
So he does. He packs her up. Well, she's falling in love with John Wayne. He's just bringing her back for his buddy, and they get back to the gold mine. And
it's a classic movie. Classic.
Yeah,
Remy.
It's and they have to sort all that out. But it all takes place around them.
Then they have claim jumpers come in and try to get the claim.
Claim jumpers.
They fight and they battle.
A lumberjack festival, lumberjack camp. His buddies turn out to be lumberjack. I mean, it's...
Sounds like everything I've ever wanted in a movie.
Yeah.
A really great movie that I always liked was Cool Hand Luke. Not a movie Paul Newman made that I did not like.
Is that the one where he ate all the eggs?
Yeah, yes. In the prison.
Oh, yeah, prison. That one. I always think of his stomach just bulging out.
Yeah. Remember, that was the bet.
I remember him.
And that was true. He ate all those eggs. That was real. He ate those
eggs. No, he didn't really eat those
eggs. He ate all those eggs in that movie.
The actor actually ate all those
eggs? Paul Newman.
He did not actually.
He did. That's why his stomach got so big. He ate... You research it. All the eggs in that movie to make sure that was real.
So does that mean that
Paul Newman didn't do anything that wasn't very real? That's the way he made his movies. It was Very good.
Well, I'll look that up. I mean,
somebody up there likes me, but the boxer, when he was the boxer.
Oh no, I didn't see that. I just
loved Cool Hand Luke.
Color Money, and I loved Slapshot.
Oh.
The hockey movie.
The Hustler.
The Hustler.
With Jackie Gleason.
Uh huh. Is that the one where Jackie Gleason has diabetes and is?
That was the prequel to Color of Money.
Oh,
he was a pool player, and Jackie Gleason was the master. And Willie Moscone, actually had a part in the movie, who was the best pool player in the world at the time. So he was in there when they were sitting the racks on the table and playing pool,
doing trick shots.
Yeah, but Paul he was a heavy drinker, so he started playing pool, and when he started drinking, and he would bet and win, and he would start losing because of his drinking, but. At the end, it's a very, just a great movie. I mean, I can't say any more about it.
Paul Newman.
Jackie Gleason, he won an Academy Award for that.
Mm-hmm. For The Hustler?
The Color of Money. The Hustler, Paul Newman wasn't in The Hustler.
Paul Newman played the main character in The Hustler.
No, that was The Color of Money, I thought.
Color of Money, he also played, that was the sequel.
That was with Tom Cruise, right?
Oh, Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise was the young approach.
He was training.
Color of Money.
Yeah.
The Hustler with Paul Newman was like a classic.
That was Paul Newman against Jackie Gleason.
Yeah, where they broke his fingers. He went into a bar and he started playing pool, and he was a hustler.
Mm-hmm.
So what he did was like con people into playing thinking he was bad. So he would have a few bad games.
Yeah.
It was like, oh shit, I can't even make that ball. I mean, so he'd suck people in.
Right, and then they'd gamble more. And then
put more money. Then he ran the table.
Yeah.
In one scene, they got him over this. You're a hustler.
Mm-hmm.
They took him over there and he broke his fingers.
Ugh.
On the side of the table.
See?
That's
just like that. Broken finger. It's like that. What was that? American Psycho. It was like that one where they cracked that guy's teeth over the sidewalk.
Kathy Bates when she broke James Caan's ankle.
Oh, yeah, that was...
Misery.
American History X.
Oh, yeah.
Misery, they broke his knees.
No, his
ankles.
Put the board between his ankles.
And broke
that bridge. James Caan. She put a cinder block right there, right? Why are we talking about this at dinner? It's so painful.
Hey, believe me, the classics, you know, Somebody Up There Likes Me about Jake LaMotta and the Hustler, Paul Newman.
Did you just...
You just can't match those.
You remember Inga lived across the street from Paul Newman? He might still live there.
I didn't know she did.
Paul Newman.
Oh, yeah, Paul Newman.
He died and his wife a long time ago.
Well, he wasn't living in California then.
Yeah, he lived across the street from her
maybe at one time.
Oh, yeah, for a while. When her husband was alive.
Yeah.
Our Aunt Inga.
Remember, he met her in a classic movie called The Long Hot Summer.
That's where he met his wife?
She loves saying Burl
Ives was in that.
Yeah. Wait, who was his wife?
Joanne Woodward.
They just sold his Rolex. Did you see that?
Yeah,
for like the most Rolex has ever sold. Like something like the...
Yeah, it was
$1.3 million
or
something.
It was like an $1,800 watch when it was originally bought.
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy.
Even if you buy it today, I guess it was $1,800.
When he quit making a lot of films and he got in his own, he came out with the food line, Newman's Own.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Paul Newman.
And he was big on the
healthy ingredient stuff, you know, that he was one of the first people really came out with trying to make things that were healthy for you.
Yeah.
And all the Newman's Own things, like low calorie and
natural,
low calorie.
But he donated and his proceeds.
I put the first bottle on our shelf in the grocery store.
Oh, yeah?
For Paul Newman, Newman's Own in California when I worked in the grocery store business, the grocery business, in like 77, 78.
That's how long that brand has been around?
Out. Yes.
At least that long.
No way.
Yeah, but it wasn't... Remington. It started out with just one thing.
Salad dressing.
So yeah, it's salad dressing.
Strictly salad dressing at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Because we get new items in the store, and we got this thing called Newman's Own.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and his picture was on it. I said, well, geez, that's Paul Newman. And they said, well, you know, here's where you put it on the shelf. So you got to go through and realign everything and put it on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Just one bottle, one item, like French dressing or Italian dressing.
Yeah.
Then down the line, month after month, new stuff came out, cutting all over. Now Newman's Own has like spaghetti sauce. They have,
yeah, no,
like,
I know.
Lots of,
they have all kinds of stuff.
Dog food.
And the good thing about his money, all the money he made was donated.
He never
took any of that money
all the
he made from Newman's Own.
Where did it go?
I'm not quite sure, but all of his charities. Tremendous charities.
One charity was this hole in the wall gang. Children's charity.
I'm like, he just put all of his money into a hole in the wall.
That was from Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid.
Well, that's where the name came from.
Name came.
But it says right on the.
He created lots of charities.
Oh, it says what? Do you remember? What are you like? Do you remember? Like, how long did you work in grocery stores, Daddy? Like,
I was in the store about 12 years inside the store, in the grocery business.
But
then I was outside the store, in like a wholesale. The wholesale part of the business for like another 20 years.
That was the Pepperidge Farm.
I spent over 32 years in the grocery business.
Yeah. But so what was your first job in a grocery store?
Well, stocking shelves.
Stocking shelves.
I graduated from college and I was stocking shelves at 20 hours a week.
And that was at Alpha Beta?
Alpha Beta in California.
And then so you started...
Because you know why? In 75, there was no jobs.
Some of the socks, I think.
What do you mean there was no jobs?
There was no jobs for people in school coming out of college in 75. There was like one.
Because of the war?
Like 100 people applying. It was very depressed then. The job market was very depressed.
Was that because as Vietnam was like.
I don't have any idea why I was so depressed. But there were people competing, like one job at Goodyear Rubber for a training manager at $10 an hour. There was 100 people competing for it. I said, heck with this. I'll just go with a company that was growing and an up-and-coming company. And I said, I'm not too proud to stock shelves.
Heck no.
So I stocked shelves, got on my knees, and I learned the business. And they hired me on as after apprenticeship. And I moved up into management in 8 years. I was a store manager.
Oh, in 8 years?
8 years it took me.
And yeah. So when we moved to Georgia...
I left my grocery company because we wanted to move, and Mom's company was going to provide the move to Georgia.
Right, pay for the move.
And so what happened, I said, we were trying to get to Oregon and Washington. And at one time, we bought property in Northern California outside of Sacramento in Auburn. We were going to build a house there.
Oh, really?
Between Sacramento and Reno.
Okay.
We actually bought land there, put a down payment. But we weren't able to do it because my grocery company didn't give me the transfer.
Oh, my gosh.
I wanted a transfer. But my district manager did not want to let me go because I was too important to him in the jobs in all of his stores. He moved me. I went in 10 stores in 12 years.
Oh, wow.
And I had to straighten all the stores out. They were all in bad shape. But, yeah, we bought it like 2 acres in Auburn.
Man,
how California our life have been, had we grown up in
and we would have been like coming out of Sacramento in the foothills.
I can't imagine anything named
in the
Auburn
foothills.
Right now.
No.
Foothills.
Definitely not.
On 80, going to Reno, 3,000 feet up, we bought a nice 2 acre piece of land.
Jeez, 2 acres.
And I could have driven to Sacramento and worked for a store there. Or we had stores there. And we bought the land thinking there should be no problem transferring.
Right.
He cut my transfer. He wouldn't approve it.
Oh, man.
And that's when we actually said, oh, my God. We sold our house on Covelite Lane, Livermore, because he denied my transfer. And I said, oh, my God. Sold our house. So we rented an apartment for like 1 or 2 months, and then we bought the house in Evelyn Way with the pool.
Oh.
Where she was born.
Where Joanna was born.
You actually were born before
that. Where Joanna almost died.
Yeah, where she almost drowned.
Where she almost drowned.
Almost drowned.
Yeah. I mean...
I'm glad I taught you how to float on your back because...
How different would your life have been without me?
Oh, man.
What would you have done?
So many more presents.
Mom had her operation and she wasn't doing good. I said, make sure the screens are closed. But some way, Joanna got out that screen.
Because I'm a genius.
And Mom walked out. Mom walked out in the pool.
I was trying to tell y'all.
She's floating on her back like this.
How old was Joanna?
Oh, six months.
In a diaper. She's floating on her back.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah, Mama couldn't jump
in.
That's why
you like swimming.
She had stitches from all down her tummy.
But she pulled her out of the pool.
You did pull her out?
Yeah.
You got me to the edge.
I went in the pool.
On the steps.
And I went under her.
On the steps.
And lifted her. I didn't, lift her.
But your head was above water.
Under
for some reason,
under her. with my arms and carried her out.
What was she doing? Like, was she just not crying?
She was crawling on her knees and walked down the steps and fell in the pool.
She was crawling.
6 months, I guess I could crawl. I couldn't walk.
You were crawling.
Walked down the steps and crawled in the pool.
Went right to the edge and you bent down and just flipped
in.
When you flip, your head came up and you were like this, breathing.
Eyes big as saucers.
I wasn't crying.
You never went underwater.
Like, I don't know what this is.
Believe it? She never
went
underwater.
But I saw you go in, and I was in there just, you know, moments.
Oh, you saw it.
You weren't, like, in there for, you know, several minutes.
You saw it.
Well, she called me. I was home, too.
Well,
she called me.
Yeah, I'm alone, and I had to do something, and all I could think of was, well, they're going to have to stitch me back up again.
Did you, like, move quickly?
Oh, yeah, very quickly.
Well, yeah, you got to move quickly. Just in case you sink. Just in case you sink like a submarine.
Well, we know her head's not going to sink. There's not a lot in there. That's not the heaviest part.
But the class.
You never cried. You did nothing.
Even when you scooped me up, nothing? I didn't like freak out then?
Mm-hmm.
What were you saying to me?
You were never afraid of water.
I was very calm.
Did you apologize? I'm so sorry.
No.
You know why you weren't afraid of water?
What an idiot.
I'm like, leave her in there. Leave her in there.
You won't believe this. You know why you were not.
I told you not to.
You were not afraid of water or Sarah? Because when you were in diapers, when we took my boat, remember my boat?
No, I don't.
I remember your boat.
Okay.
She was way too young for that.
And you were just in diapers. We took my ski boat. I had our motor ski boat. We went out to the Delta, and friends would come over and meet us, and we'd water ski out there. And then one time you guys would sit in the boat, but I took you in the water all the time in your diaper. And you would just sit in the water
with
and play.
And we had life vests for you. It wasn't like we just took you out there.
Yeah. I tried to take them off of you.
We didn't have life vests on
you. What happens if I unbutton this top one?
In the boat, she always had a life vest.
She never. But
yes.
So that was one thing. But in the pool at the house, I would walk down the stairs and carry you, and I would put you out in the water on your back. Then I would say, hold your breath, and I'd let you go.
When she was that little?
Yes.
Not when she was that little.
Yes. And she went below water, but she held her breath. She would go below water for a while, then I would lift her up.
But it's instinct.
I taught her how to hold her breath.
I taught her
how to hold her breath underwater because
she wasn't talking.
You got to understand, when you're like being born, you're completely engulfed in water.
Yes.
Sure.
You know, as a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
did you know that?
You breathe water.
I did know that. Thank you.
I would hold her like this. No, hold her like this, and I would dunk you underwater.
Oh yeah,
and Joanna underwater.
You would push me in the water,
and I would hold you down.
He would hold you underwater.
Yeah, he would hold me down.
I'd say 1, 2, 3.
And you would lose
four.
Count.
She's blue. Bring her up.
Where's her snorkel?
Oh my gosh!
But the classic at the Evelyn Way house was this.
Uh oh.
Sarah's getting to be a, you know, yeah, shit. I can swim. I can do all this. I can do anything.
Sassy, she like was she about, is now?
I don't know, what was she had been there before?
Five.
Five Sassy. Or six? She's walking down one day. She says, "Let me, Dad, I can go in the deep end. Yeah, I can. Don't worry about me." I said, "Okay." She's walking now. Pew! I pushed her in the water.
Oh, God, I can't believe you did that.
I pushed her in the water and I said, "Okay.
Swim.
It's what my dad told me one day. He took me out on a rope swing and dropped me in the water.
You guys could dog paddle like nobody's business.
Because he caught us, me and my brother, in a quarry
swimming,
and I couldn't swim. I was like diving in the little shallow area. But he came over in a car, my dad did one day, and he knew we were there, and he didn't get mad, but he was concerned, and he scolded my brother for bringing me, but he took me out on his shoulders in the quarry, going out, you know, going,
all the way
deep. Somebody's following you. All of a sudden, the water's up here, and my dad.
Over his neck.
And he goes, poof. He pushes me off there. He says, "You want to come to this quarry? You better learn how to swim." And he walked back.
Oh.
And I was like, I said, "Holy shit."
You did not say holy shit.
I said, "Holy whatever," I said.
Yeah. Guacamole.
You know, guacamole.
I splashed and I made it back to shore.
How long did it take you?
Well, I don't know how long.
3 hours.
just till yesterday.
That was how my dad did things.
Wait, so how did you get me out of the pool? You called dad.
No, she went in and got you.
No, I went in and got you.
You pulled me out of the water.
I didn't pull you out. I had to go in the water myself
lift,
and get
go
under.
Underneath
I was fully
you. Because she couldn't bend down and lift.
But I had to get
but
under
what you did,
so that I didn't have to use any stomach muscles.
When I pushed you in, you came, swam
no,
and came to the side of the pool.
You said you called
kind of held on and swam.
Uh-huh.
Held on and swam back.
I probably did
I said,
oh, okay.
at some point. But,
you want to come out of here alone? You better learn how to swim. I pushed her ass in the pool.
Gosh.
I mean, there
I would have got you.
Alone,
I would have never
you
got
know,
it,
a baby, but. And I'm, you know, all stitched
her.
Up.
I remember.
Well, she was in school.
Okay. Oh, okay. When did I go to the park by myself?
School.
When was that?
That was in Covelite. You were about three. And
not old enough to go to the park by yourself.
Oh. We lived on the on one corner, and then there was a house behind us on another corner,
uh-huh.
and across the street from that house was the park. So you just went outside our house, down to the house behind us, and then crossed the street.
You knew the way.
Cross no
the
traffic. Street. There's no. There was
still
no
cross the street
at
3 years old.
Yeah,
by
and,
myself.
And
believe
you,
me, you used to walk home from kindergarten.
No, I remember that.
To our house, and one of the reasons we left that freaking area because we heard they were actually trying to sell drugs to kids in elementary school.
What?
At the school
year. I remember hearing that.
Yes, I heard that.
Oh.
So, I said, no more of this. I'm out
Speaking of drugs, did you see the story about the 80-year-old man and woman traveling cross-country with, like, pounds of marijuana in their car? Cause they,
no.
And they told the police it was Christmas presents. Have you not seen this
was
story?
Was it wrapped
no.
up like Christmas presents?
No, it was just, like, and like it was a ton. It's a ton of marijuana in their vehicle.
Where were they coming from?
I did see an article
Vermont to somewhere
about a sea turtle that was dank in off of Florida, off the coast of Florida, was tangling a bunch of ropes and you know.
Oh, and that
line.
Was all. That was all cocaine
and that was
or something.
Hundreds of pounds of cocaine.
Yeah, cocaine. And this turtle's all wrapped up in the netting for us.
And the,
why can't I ever find anything like that? That'd be way better than a scratch-off ticket.
Found him and freed him.
Yeah.
I
just sell it to somebody else for like nothing.
Like
$1,000 be like, well, it's on your conscience now. You can sell it for $1 million.
But it comes back to you. It tracks it back to you.
Oh, really? I just feel like I'll give it $1,000, I'll show you where some sea turtle washed up on the shore.
With a couple of other wink,
yeah,
wink
with
things.
Some bricks of something, I don't know, some white stuff that looks very
some
important.
Some white stuff that some people might like.
I could play dumb. I could also erase this podcast, no problem.
You gotta look at that story about the weed. Like 80, it's like an 80-year-old man and an 83-year-old woman.
John Reap today sent me an article about this gift that these kids gave their teacher.
Oh, no.
Or the parents gave the teacher.
Oh, the wine?
The wine.
With the kid's face on it?
Yes.
Yeah, my kid has probably made you want to drink once
my,
or twice.
My kid is the reason you probably
the
drink.
You want to drink or you do drink. Bottles of wine with the kid's face on it.
I thought that was a great idea.
I said they need to put missing children on wine bottles instead of milk cartons.
Yeah,
that's great.
Not as many people drink milk today anyway.
I'll tell you one thing.
That's
when
great.
We made that move to Georgia. Of course, the rental house had to rent that little house, you know, for 6 months that Rebecca Brown gave us.
Oh, we didn't live in the Bedford house the whole time?
No, we rented that house.
Oh, I remember that
house.
Little house.
I remember the
down
rental
by the,
house.
The
in a
Catholic
cul-de-sac.
Church on the 53 Spur down there.
Cul-de-sac house.
Mm-hmm.
For 6 months.
Because I was like,
and that
God.
Was one that was a really nice area. And it got.
It had sidewalks. That's what I remember. There were sidewalks and a cul-de-sac. And I was like, sweet, I can ride my bike here. And then we moved to Boone Ford. And I was
that?
Like, this is a communist country. I'm going to leave because I don't know. There's nowhere to ride my bike.
It was so
it's
different.
A gravel driveway.
Long gravel
no.
driveway.
No.
Long gravel
driveway. Boone Ford. But the one we rented was a little paved driveway.
Yeah, that's what,
that's
there.
What she said.
I'm
but
saying
remember
it was
we stored
a better place.
A lot of our boxes were stored on that little carport
mm-hmm.
overhang and... We live in there, and that was the one we bought our first VCR.
Oh, really?
It cost $400 for that VCR.
That first VCR? A Blu-ray
yes.
didn't even cost that much.
It cost
today.
It cost,
these were back
wow.
when they were.
I remember because we were living there, and we didn't know anybody. We just kind of all together, and we wanted to watch movies and everything, and we bought that VCR. It was RCA VCR or something. $400.
I remember that.
Crazy.
I hated that.
Then
gravel,
we went to bought the house on Boone Ford.
That gravel driveway, especially when I turned 16, because I would wash my car.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then you have to drive it down the gravel driveway. And, oh, God, Daddy, please pave this driveway. Daddy, please.
I remember how slow you would drive up that driveway.
My car's getting so dirty.
Listen, this
girl. Not me. I would never drive.
You would fly.
The first day for her birthday, when I drove it up the driveway and surprised her, her Ford Escape. It was an Escape, remember?
No, it was
an
Escort.
Escort.
A red one.
Red Ford Escort.
I said, when I saw it in Rome at this little junky used car place at $4,000, I said, this is for my daughter. So
yeah, I paid for it. It's going to blow up, right?
It's cool. And
so your went out
but
like you never
knew about it.
No, I didn't. I had no clue.
I said, for her birthday, I'm driving up the driveway, and I did. And the first thing she did, remember the first thing you did when I drove it up? And give it to you?
I probably washed it.
You took it out in the front yard with a toothbrush and you washed the freaking thing.
Yeah.
We are so
with a
different.
Toothbrush.
Yeah. I don't even know how we're related.
Sarah never washed your car.
That's back when they didn't have CD players, but you could put the cassette into the cassette player and hold the Discman.
Oh yeah, the
so
Discman.
You could listen to your, but you had to drive very carefully.
Oh my gosh.
My God, if you jolted that in and restart, you'd get so mad.
That was still a good car. And she was out in the front yard.
That was a great car.
Front yard with a hose washing that car. I said,
oh yeah.
Oh my God.
And then the air went out.
I'm sure.
In the middle of the summer, I was like, Daddy, can we?
I had the hand-me-down. I had their car. The Cutlass.
Yeah, the Cutlass.
The air conditioning.
Yeah.
Well, heck the good thing is you had two cars you never had to pay for, your first one.
That was the one that you wrecked. Remember the one when you wrecked it with Mom?
When I was 15. Well, which is still her fault. Which, I still think it's
I remember
her
you
fault.
Pulling
it wasn't your fault.
To pick
wasn't
me
your
up.
Fault. That guy should have never run into you.
And I could see it coming around the circle at Snorbel Middle. And I was like, oh, no. Wrecked the car.
Well, he had his blinker on to turn right, and so I thought he was going to turn, so I just moved out, and Mom goes, oh my God, stop! And then I stopped, and that's when he
should have never
pulled. If I had kept going, if she hadn't said stop, he would never have hit me.
He should have never pulled in your lane. He could have come behind you.
Got in trouble so much for that, and you ignored me for a whole week, which is the worst punishment I've ever had in my life. I was like, oh, because you
a week?
You would
just a week.
Just a week.
I probably never slept the whole week.
You guys would be like, go to your room and think about what you did, and like, no one can punish me more than me, right? To this day. And man, Daddy ignored me for a whole week. And I was like, my dad's never going to love me again. He's never going to tell me he loves me.
To this day, I never turn right. I never turn right when somebody's trying to turn right.
I know. To this day, too, whenever I see somebody with their
blinker, I want to make sure they're turning in. Because they could pull in your lane.
I learned. But
and you know what I learned? I learned because of you.
For a week.
I know. I was so happy because I was like, I would always try. Daddy taught me to drive on that three on the tree on the Ford, the blue truck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was that? Old F 150?
Yeah,
Ford three on the tree. Ford F-100.
F-100, yeah.
The baby blue.
Blue.
Oh. And it had the column, three speed on the column.
The three on the tree.
With the clutch.
And he'd be like, clutch in. And like, driving around that old Piggly Wiggly parking lot. And I'm like, I don't know.
But you know what? I took you to the school.
No.
Snorville.
Get down.
Yeah.
I took Joanna to Snorville. Probably you went to the school.
I was at
on the lawnmower. We drove on that lawnmower.
The lawnmower was a good start, you know?
But I let you drive down the country roads.
But it was an
let me drive down the roads and you let us back forward and go drive down to the end of the driveway to get the mail. And we'd have to drive in reverse all the way back. And to this day, I'm really good at driving in reverse. I'm super good at parallel parking now because I've lived in L.A.
You know how many parents don't even...
I'll park somewhere.
Don't even... teach the kids any of those things.
They don't know how to do nothing.
You know what they do? They give a $500 instructor to teach them.
Yeah.
You didn't even have to go to any kind of instruction, right?
No, I never took driving.
Yes, but the reason they get those instructors now is that they get a discount on their insurance.
Oh, come on, honey.
It's true.
Place nowadays, kids sit with iPads at
you know why
dinner
they,
table.
They're lazy parents, honey.
To our children.
It's not offered
don't give me
in
that. They're lazy
like
parents.
It's not offered in school like it used to be.
Okay, that is true.
I agree with that.
That is true. It's not offered in school.
And in order to get the discount and the kids to get their license, to get their learners earlier, they have to take that class.
Well, and now a lot of kids are not getting their...
Yeah, he taught me nothing.
I know.
A lot of kids are not getting their license.
My dad did teach me something.
A lot of kids are not getting their license at 16 either. they're waiting until they're 17 or 18 to get their license because they're not learning how to drive. They're not learning.
Parents aren't teaching.
And they're not ready, and their parents don't feel comfortable letting them get their license.
That's so crazy.
Can you remember? I remember the day I turned 16.
Oh, bye.
Do you remember that? I remember the day I turned 16, that Monday. I was like, my birthday was on a Saturday or Sunday, so that Monday, Mom was like, first thing, we'll go down and get your license. Mm-hmm. We drove all the way there. I was pumped. Do you remember this?
I do remember.
It was Columbus Day. They were closed. It was a holiday. I was dying, and Mom was like, we'll try tomorrow?
Mine had to be around President's Day. I don't remember. I was so mad that day. I remember the first place I drove, I think, was to work. to the Nike outlet. Yeah, because Daddy used to drive me to work.
To steal more stuff.
Do you remember one thing I made sure that you learned?
I'm a criminal.
You did. That I was in the car?
What?
What was it?
What?
I would never let you do a certain thing unless I was with you for the first time.
Talk on our cell phones?
Wait, you time out.
Drive on the freeway.
Oh, the freeway. Yeah, the merging.
I was with you and I said, speed up, get a little faster here. Make sure, look out, make sure you merge. I would never let you go on the freeway until I was with you.
I was talking to Jennifer Wehunt the other night about that time.
Devaney?
Yeah, now Devaney. Me and her and Merritt drove. We were going to Town Center for something, and we had just bought the Alanis Morissette. I just had that new CD, and we were listening to it the whole, we were like memorizing all the songs. And then on the way to Town Center, we decided to go to Atlanta, to Nike Town. And so we didn't get back to like way after midnight, you know. You know, I always told you guys whatever you, I always answered truthfully whatever question you asked me. I wasn't going to offer up any information. Yeah. Whatever you asked me, I'll be honest. And you're like, you got in, Daddy goes, you got in awfully late last night. Where'd you go? And I go, oh, we ended up going to Nike Town down in Atlanta. And oh, I was like 17. You were so upset that I drove all the way into Atlanta in the middle of the night and like all the way back and did not tell you. And oh, you like, I didn't get to drive the car, I think, for a week. I didn't get to go anywhere.
That's a long way.
That was a really long way. Yeah, no, I agree. But I didn't think it was anything bad.
You don't think those things.
You told us you were going to the mall.
Yeah. Which I thought we were.
And then you told us later you went someplace else.
We changed our mind. But I didn't really think that it, yeah. So I just remember how upset you were. And I was like, oh man, I didn't know. But now I remember after that car accident, I got in a lot of trouble and I didn't get grounded. I got phone restriction, which was way more embarrassing.
Way worse.
Because my friends would call and be like, my mom would go, Sarah can't come to the phone right now. She has phone restriction. Oh, I got made fun of way. I would have been cool if I got grounded.
So funny you said that because that water bottle you got Beatrice for Christmas.
Yeah.
She's drinking it before we left the house this afternoon. And she's like, I'm so glad I got this. Nobody will make fun of me for this one. And I went,
what?
I don't understand. And she goes, remember that one Shanda got me that says love on it? And I went, yeah. And she goes, yeah, I took that to school one day. Oh, I'll never take that to school again.
Why?
Because the kids were like, what does that say? And I was like, love. And they were just like, laughing. And yeah, like talking about me and stuff. And I was like, oh, she's so in middle school. That's such a middle school thing. You know what I mean? But like just stuff like that.
Just a word.
A word.
Just a word
on a water bottle. And she doesn't want to take it to school anymore.
The reason we treated you differently, like... Nobody taught Mom how to drive a whole lot.
I mean, yes, I did. My mother taught me to drive.
Yeah, but I taught you how to drive a little bit more. Like
no, that's not true. Shift.
More or better? Which one?
You taught me how to drive a stick shift. My mother taught me how to drive a stick.
Thank God I did, because you're not a very good driver at the time.
She doesn't brake check like you do, so she goes a lot faster.
My dad, here he is, a truck driver. Used to be a race car driver, mechanic.
Your dad used to be a race car driver?
Yeah, after the Navy, when he came out of the Navy, when he was working in the manufacturing plant, he built and drove race cars. Well, his race car was number 76. I told you about this.
Oh.
Dirt track fairground, quarter mile.
Cool, wow.
And I was always looking for that picture. It was him in his helmet.
Mm-hmm.
This old, like, old football helmet that he used to wear.
The leather helmet. Oh,
and sitting outside his car, number 76, like a 48 Plymouth.
Yeah.
But he told me a lot about mechanics, but he didn't take me out because he didn't have time to take me out and learn, teach me how to drive.
Right.
And so here were my brother. So we had to kind of learn how to drive a lot on our own. We just drive around the neighborhood, you know.
Did
like,
you?
Get in the car and drive around the neighborhood. But
was it always a stick?
No, it was an automatic.
Okay.
But
because your dad also drove a semi-truck. I was like.
Oh, yeah, it was like 10
speeds. Did you ever have to learn to drive that?
No, but, you know, I told you when I became a manager with Alpha Beta, they sent us to truck driving school.
They did?
Because we were all union in California. And if they went on strike, they would teach us that we got our commercial license.
Mm.
We'd have to actually drive the semi-trucks and back them into the docks. They'd park them out front of the Teamsters. They wouldn't back them up. We had to back them in the docks and break them down. So we had to have a commercial license. So we went to truck driver training school. As soon as I became a manager, it was like 10 of us that became managers in California. And they taught us in 2 weeks. As a matter of fact, I was so good at it because my dad was a truck driver. I was so good the second day driving a truck with a double trailer. He says... Your hand was pretty good with this 10-speed. I said, I didn't tell him about my dad or anything. He said, let's go. So this is the guy who runs the fleet.
The Alpha Beta fleet, the truck fleet, the delivery.
In Milpitas, California, in the north. And he got in there with me, sitting there. He said, let's go. So he took me out there. He said, head down here. We went through Fremont Boulevard. And I'm driving a double trailer. It's a trailer, a little wheel, like a little thing here, and another trailer. Empty. It was empty. And 10-speed. So you don't even use the clutch on a 10-speed. The first gear is clutch. When you take off, you just rev the RPMs and you push it into gear. First, second, third, fourth, fifth. And then you hit this red button, and then you do the other five gears.
See the jacks? Oh, five.
No. It's called, you hit this little red button on your shifter, and you go to the other five gears.
Jeez.
10 speeds.
Got it? Can you go drive now?
Yeah, I got it.
So
let me try.
I'm down Fremont Boulevard. Reverse. He's saying, watch that car! Turn right up there!
Oh.
God almighty. When I got out of that truck, I made it Fremont Boulevard. We went down the road, and we came back to the freeway, went back to Milpitas, back into the warehouse. The second day I was on doing that. I was the only one who did that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because I was driving him back in the truck in like one trailer and doing pretty good. So he probably thought I was hot shit. So he wanted to bust my ass. When I got out of there, I was soaked.
Soaked.
Because
really?
Of the sweat. Tension.
Yeah.
The tension. Oh. Like when I went over the curve with a double trailer, turning right off Fremont Boulevard on a double trailer. He says, watch the telephone pole. You're close to it. I went over the curve.
You kids were just young.
Do you know what? They taught us, and there was three tests for the to get your driver's license. We had to do the driving. Of course, we did it at the plant. And they knew all the answers to all three tests.
Who did?
Our company.
Your company. Oh.
They knew all the tests and all the answers. So they gave them to they gave them to, they cheated.
That's cheating.
Because they just wanted us to get our license.
Yeah.
So they didn't think we were ever going
to
drive.
Yeah, they didn't think they'd ever have to drive a truck. It was this, they just need to have their license.
Let's go back to the $400 VCR.
And he gave
I know, stuck on that.
And he gave us three tests. We had to memorize there was about 25 questions on every test.
Oh, wow.
We had to, so we could memorize them all. We all got like 98.
Wow.
Let's miss one on purpose.
Just so they don't get
just
suspicious.
Just so they don't get suspicious.
Yeah,
so
right.
I'll make 100.
God, I can't.
They knew. They knew exactly what
they
we were
knew.
Doing.
They
let's get back
they
to
they knew. But believe it or not, when we went on strike, there were people in Southern California where our bakery was and our ice cream, we had a big ice cream place and dairy and bakery that would actually, these guys during strikes, like me, managers, we'd get in the trucks and drive the stuff from Southern California all the way to the Northern California.
Oh, my gosh.
And I never had to do that. But I mean, I could have done that, but I didn't want to have to do it.
Nobody would,
Mostly we were, the Teamsters on strike would say, we're not coming into your dock. They would park it out there and drop the truck, stop it. Then you would have to get in the truck, drive it back behind your store, a double trailer. You would unhook one trailer and then pull in the single. Pull it out.
Jeez.
hook the other trailer up. So they taught us how to hook all the trailers.
That was during the strike. Which strike?
We had more than one strike.
Which strike was that? The Teamsters strike?
Teamsters. We never had, Mom and I never had to, and I never had to face, we would face strike, a strike with our with a United Commercial Workers Union I was in. But, and the meat people, we had three unions. My union, the clerks, meat cutters, and the Teamsters who drove the product to the store. Mm-hmm. So we went through strikes in all three of those. Jeez. In 10 years, 12 years.
Do you ever
Mom will tell you, she was out in the store one day when in San Ramon,
yes.
And the Teamsters came out to us on the picket line, because we actually crossed the picket line.
Oh, yeah.
And they came out and threatened us, basically.
Jeez.
Mom started crying and everything. I said, man, get the hell out of here.
It'd be a shame if you had to raise those children alone, they'd say.
Oh my gosh.
They were nasty.
I'd go up and meet Dad for lunch. I'd bring you kids. And
they were nasty.
Oh, they were horrible.
Raise those children alone. Woo!
Signs out there.
Happened to your
and they
husband,
would talk nasty to the talk nasty to the customers coming in the store.
Yeah, I bet. Oh,
that's
no.
A threat. Strike. How can I threaten you like that?
Well, it's their word against ours.
Oh, yeah, they can just say we didn't say it.
So not much has changed.
Yeah, right.
You were saying you wanted to get back to what?
Oh, Daddy teaching you how to drive. Oh. I was like, can you?
No, she was a pretty good driver, except I taught her how to drive a stick shift, because Mark had bought a Datsun, right? Was it a Datsun?
No, my mother bought the Datsun truck for Mark and I share, but that was an automatic.
Did. No, it was a shift.
No.
That's how I taught you how to drive on that truck.
I learned on your car.
I didn't have never had a shift on my car. Never.
Mom wouldn't have bought a stick shift.
I had the Volkswagen.
Drive it.
Volkswagen we had after we got married. But you already knew about the stick shift.
You guys stop fighting. I don't want you to get divorced.
I taught her on the car on the truck that her mom bought for Mark.
He didn't teach me to drive. He taught me to drive a stick.
Who gets the water cooler? Who's going to take
that? I used to want Mom and Dad to get divorced so bad when we were little. For two Christmases. All my friends had...
Two
parents who were divorced and they were spoiled and they got all kinds of gifts.
Guilt.
Come on.
Christmas. I never got anything.
We had the best Christmases, you gotta admit.
We did have
mom and dad knew how to do Christmas.
No, Mom did. Your mom was
Mom knew how to do Christmas. Our stockings were always full.
Yeah, we always had tons of stuff. Except for just that 4-year period when I really needed cool stuff.
In high school,
when that's when Daddy bought the business and we were poor and you never saw any of it because you were too young.
A lot.
But we did and we made
it. She just didn't want you to be a brat, that's all.
But man, I still feel bad because you were talking about how we don't have any Christmas videos. And I remember seeing like this. By the way, they only bought a camcorder during my awkward years. That was really cool. When you were cute, because they bought a camcorder.
You were funny looking.
Okay, but I had awkward years too, eventually.
So awkward. They don't have any of that on video. They got tired of the camcorder by that time. Remington, stop growling.
No.
But Remy. There's this video of us at Christmas. And I'm opening up, I'm probably like 13, 14. Yeah, I gotta be.
You're at that turdish
terrible
age.
And we're poor for the first time ever because Dad bought the business because he wanted to coach my basketball team like a real good person like a good father. And
only because somebody asked me.
And I open up a box and it's fabric. And you go, I'll make you anything you want from that fabric. And my face is like, wow, thank you. Just like terrible.
That's you.
That's what I'm saying. I hate that. Like,
we
I hate watching those and going like, oh man, I was so
we
awful
never had
and
that
mean.
You know where I got mom? It's because my Aunt Barbara used to do
that.
She'd
like
give us fabric
did.
And she'd go, what would you like to be made out of this?
Maybe one or two.
I just feel so bad.
One from each of us and from your family.
I just remember Christmas has always been good.
Oh yeah, we always had really cool stuff and we got like, I remember.
I can remember
Mom would always say, if you wake up before us, you can do your stockings.
Right, yeah.
But you cannot open gifts. So Sarah and I would get up so early, and we'd always sit on your bed.
Yeah.
Because you had the water bed.
Water bed.
We'd sit on your bed, and we'd go through all, because I was always pretty much the same stuff. We'd go through everything in our
stocking. Have the same stuff. Oh, we used to have, I have the same, my stocking at home, the same one that I grew up with. But like, we remember the green stool?
Yes.
Mama would put the cookies and the milk on that green stool. We loved that green stool.
Yeah.
Growing up. She took the big bite out of the cookie.
Oh, I know. I
you
saw her.
The
one.
Milk?
That's how we
No.
No.
I thought we had Kahlua.
Dad drink milk.
Santa wants Kahlua.
I know.
But I can remember sitting on your bed going through all of our stuff, and then I'd always be like, I'll put your stuff back because you never put it back right. Like, I would put all of our stuff back in our stockings because I wanted it to fit just right.
Oh, yeah.
It's like it was a big puzzle.
You'd like roll over and go back to bed.
Yeah, I'd be like, all right, well, now I know what I got in that.
You can credit your mom for all those great Christmases.
She's still good at stocking.
We still do.
She grew up with all those nice things.
I know.
When I grew up.
Oh, here we go.
Mom didn't wrap her presents. When we got up there,
your mom?
When we were young, they were laying out there with your names on them. They were not wrapped.
You got like a
watch.
Christmas
or
morning.
Christmas morning.
You only got them.
They were
Christmas
not wrapped.
Yeah.
And what did you get?
And then
you
when
got
we moved
like
to Bowles Harbor, that was when we were fairly good off financially. And then we went bankrupt and we moved to Bowles Harbor.
You got like a fur scarf that she
Bowles
would borrow.
But none of our, no relatives in our family ever brought presents to us.
Yeah.
Really?
Nobody. They came for dinner, which was our big thing. Like
I don't think
Christmas
you would
dinner,
want Uncle JR to bring you presents.
Malcolm and Orville stopped by, and Jury, Helen. But there was never any presents brought. Mom will tell you that. And
I wasn't there.
She wasn't there yet. But it didn't matter to us. I mean, well, this is the way we grew up.
Yeah.
But Mom and Dad occasionally would have a pretty good year. Dad would have a decent year, and there would be a few wrapped presents under there. But one year was really bad. We had a tree with hardly anything. And I looked under the bed one day before Christmas, and there was a basketball and a football under there, unwrapped. Under
the bed,
your mom's bed? My brother and I slept in.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I know there ain't no Santa Claus now.
Aww.
They weren't even wrapped.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because...
but Santa's gifts weren't supposed to be wrapped.
No. But you know, we still had... The thing is, we had... All the family came in. Grandma and...
Yeah.
Not Grandpa. He was long past, but... Grandma and Malcolm and Jerry and Orville and J.R.
All your aunts
and
uncles, yeah.
We all got together and we had a really great time.
So that's all it's about anyway.
That's what it's about.
But we did have we always had a nice fresh Christmas tree.
We bought our fresh tree.
And then we had these big cypress out in front of the porch in Bowles Harbor. And we always had those, you know, those big lights, you know, like that. You know,
oh, yeah, the giant
30s or something.
And
like
we decorated those things out there. And then we decorated the tree really nice. Not a lot of decorations.
Well,
but
the first artificial tree.
But you know,
what
I just love.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, you've seen the aluminum.
But it
trees,
didn't matter.
The silver.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the first artificial trees.
I still could not sleep at
night
on Christmas.
Real.
Yeah.
I don't care if I had presents under the tree or not. Christmas was the night.
Yeah,
that,
but
if, you know, I tried to go to sleep. I told my brother, because we had the same bedroom, we shared the same bed. He said, quit turning. Go to sleep, you dumbass. I said, but I could never go to sleep for hours and hours.
Yeah,
because
it was Christmas Eve.
I was so excited. I was the same way.
I remember waking up during the night. I heard a noise in my brother's room. My sister and I slept in the same room. My brother had his own room. And I remember hearing noise in there. And I went to his room, and he was in the closet, and he was getting dressed. It's pitch dark. It was probably early morning hours, but he was getting dressed because he wanted to be ready to go out.
to look at the gifts.
My brother never really said. He was probably the one who told me, you know, Santa Claus, what the hell are you thinking about?
Right.
Old Santa Claus. My brother was probably the one that told me. There was, you know how he is. Of course he's the one that told me his mom.
How did you find out, JoJo?
Santa Claus. We never told you. You just kind of figured it out.
No, I remember writing a letter to Santa one year. I wrote a letter to Santa.
Daddy.
Dear Santa, do you exist?
Let
her tell
her story.
It
was something like that. Like, you know, kids at school say you're not real, but I swear you are. You know, it was something along those lines. And I'll know you're real if you'll just sign my letter. You know, so sign here. I drew a line for him to sign.
And it was there the next morning. It had been signed, but it was Daddy's handwriting.
I did that?
Oh. Yeah. And well, I could tell.
I don't remember that.
It was the way the S was formed.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, dang, that's my dad's handwriting.
Daddy didn't even try to hide the...
Well, it was like he tried to do it with his right hand. Uh-huh. He's a lefty. And
but he's aren't you ambidextrous?
No.
No.
Oh.
But I could tell the way he wrote
it. I could do it, but not very good.
He does some things left-handed and some things right-handed, but he can't do anything.
I don't remember that.
He's all laughing at the fact that you wrote a letter. And he's the one
who always gave you all the great Christmas stuff.
Oh, no, I know. But I would say, I said on the podcast last week that I remember because of the pink radio. Did you guys listen to that episode?
Uh-huh.
Did you give me that pink radio and you accidentally turned it on?
Boombox.
You accidentally turn it on. I was all loud. My room faced right into the living room. And then I hear both of y'all laugh and hysterically.
Was that like when you went to sleep that night before Christmas?
Yeah. And then
we put things together and we put them out?
The batteries. Yeah. You put the batteries.
No, I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun doing that. I had a lot of fun doing the cookies and the milk.
I had this conversation with her, so she wants.
I had a lot of fun with the cookies and the milk and everything.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I saw Mama eat one of them cookies and I was like, that's our Santa.
But, you know, every year we moved, well, we had, even living in California, we started, you know, with Barbara and Lenny, everybody, and they were just so giving, just like present after present, but then we moved, the same thing, but we still got no presents from my family.
Yeah, but I'd much rather do a Lake Tahoe thing any day for Christmas and have all the family together than to get a
present. Oh, you mean like we did for Nana's birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, God,
I would
so
much rather
fun.
Be with everybody.
Oh, I would love to have a Christmas all together again.
We did a Christmas one year. I took you girls out to California.
Oh, yeah, but Daddy wouldn't...
But Dad didn't go with us. Oh. It was the worst Christmas ever.
Yeah, I remember.
It was the worst. I said, it was so nice to be with family, but Dad wasn't there.
Dad was all alone for Christmas.
Wasn't complete.
Do you remember those bells on the door?
Oh, yeah. I've had those for years.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember those?
The jingle bells?
Where she put them at the Boonford house?
No.
On the door.
They go on the front door. So we could never come in late.
You can't
ever.
Sneak in.
Oh. Yeah, you try to just quietly open the door. Jingle, 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 jingle.
I don't remember ever coming home late. I don't think I ever come home late.
You girls were always good, very good about all that.
I was good about it.
Joanna was not as good.
Well, you remember I was
terrified of ever doing anything wrong.
That phone that Jim gave me, you know, that big old thing, it was like big in
the cell phone?
Yeah.
The car phone, yeah.
It was the car
phone. You had that in my car.
And I gave it to, was it to you or Joanna?
I had it.
I had it too at some point, maybe when she went to college.
When I went to college, because we were 4 years apart, so once I used to pretend like I was on that phone all the time.
I said,
you're like, never, ever use this phone except in an emergency.
No, I said, if you're driving out
$1.50
you're driving out at night alone, you better have that phone with you. And I gave it to you from my... Jim gave it to me. His brother bought it.
Oh,
gave it to Jim. Jim gave it to me when the phones started getting better, you know.
Man, oh man.
That was a big old thing. What?
Phones are so good.
High school. I remember having a cell phone in high school.
Yeah, at some point you didn't have the car phone very long because it was really outdated at that point.
You didn't have a pager?
I had a pager at first. That was more middle school for me.
The pager?
Middle school, early high school. And then I can remember putting my cell phone in my locker at high school.
Wow.
But they were like the big ones.
Yeah, giant. Yeah.
You know,
like a big Hershey bar.
Yeah, they were the big ones.
That you had to pull the antenna out of.
I don't remember it having an
Mine had an antenna.
I remember
antenna.
It being big. And I remember heavy. I paced mine. It was very heavy.
And you got a new phone before I did. I was going to hold on to mine.
Probably.
And you got a new one, and it was so much lighter, and I couldn't believe what the difference. I said, oh, my gosh, that's
I'm
so
gonna
much.
I'm going to have to get one of these. Yeah, wow.
I couldn't put mine
And now we're recording my podcast on
The good thing
Are you
is...
still recording?
Yeah. Well, not anymore. I need to stop because it's been over an hour.
I didn't have a problem
gosh,
in Calhoun.
Who's going to listen to that?
I know.
In Calhoun, because we knew everybody, and they knew everybody. Yeah. I felt safe with them around Calhoun. It's when they ventured, you know, to Rome.
To the Nike
Chattanooga,
town.
Yeah, Atlanta.
They wanted to go to Chattanooga or Rome or Atlanta
Dalton.
Or Marietta.
We wanted to go to Dalton. The mall.
Go to the mall.
Dalton really wasn't too bad, but staying around Calhoun, we never worried about him too much. But.
That's probably the one place that we were not the safest. All the meth addicts in Calhoun.
Well, you stayed away from those people.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Turn it off.
You were very smart.
Yeah. Thank you guys for discussing all of
you were very smart to stay away from all those people. Okay. We taught you better.
Christmas 2017.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. This will air right before New Year's.
Okay, Happy New Year, then.
Happy New Year.
Precious child, and no mother's love.